And I remember that by the time I was done throwing together the site, I had no idea how successful it would end up being. And I was actually thinking that after like day 8 or day 9, I had a different idea that I wanted to do, and I was going to scrap it and not do that. So I'm happy that I didn't do that. But so I think that it's more of like how you spend your time doing stuff type of question or type of answer than like something that I learned specifically from college. I made a ton of random things when I was at Harvard, and most of them no one ever saw. Like a lot of them just weren't meant for other people to see, and they were just things that I made for myself because I thought that they would be cool. I used to make stuff like a natural language interface to play my MP3s, you know. Or the thing I made before this was a hot or not program out of everyone's IDs at Harvard that almost got me kicked out. But, so I don't know, I mean, I spent a lot of time making random stuff, you know, and I think that definitely made it so that by the time it came time to, like, make this random project, I was pretty well tuned towards making that, you know. In terms of managing this whole process, nothing, you know, nothing. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing, you know. The two things that you focus on are maintaining what you have now that's good and growing, right? And what we have now is, like, a pretty good utility. And I'm going back to the first question that he asked me, what's the thing that I measure the most? And it's that 70% of the people come back to the site every day. And making sure that remains, not just because we're doing some sort of gimmicky thing, but